you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change. Today we begin a new series titled, The Diligent Person.
God, we thank you so much for the Word of God and for the wisdom of the Spirit. We ask now, as Jesus promised us, that the Holy Spirit would be our teacher, he would be our revelator. And as we come together tonight, we pray for wisdom from God. We don't desire to hear from man, but to hear from you. Holy Spirit, I yield myself as a vessel and ask that you would speak through my mouth and think through my mind. Anoint my lips as a pen of a ready writer, Father. Anoint the ears of all those here today that they'll receive what the Word of God has for them, Father. May every person present today hear from God a fresh manna from heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. All in agreement say,
amen.
Amen. Well, the Lord is good. It's from God, a fresh manna from heaven in Jesus. God is good. Well, what we're going to do today, we're going to take a look at several scriptures, but we're going to come from the title of The Diligent Person. The Diligent Person. We're still continuing in our series on Proverbs, but we want to stop and talk about the diligent person. Now, we're looking at the Word of God for the purpose of doing what? Is there a purpose in coming to church? Why do you study the Bible? Because you want to learn.
Yes.
And why do you want to learn? Because you want to change.
Yes.
We want to be shaped and fashioned in the image of Christ. So therefore, as we speak about these things, you have to listen for, what am I learning? What is the Lord saying to me? How should I change in that area? Because the Word of God comes to you to make a change or to bring a change. We've always said the power of the gospel is what?
Change.
A changed life. If the Word of God that you're hearing has been called the Word of God has not changed your life, I guarantee it's not the Word of God, or you're not paying attention. The Word of God will always change your life. The testimony of many people, they said, Pastor, I've been coming here and the Word's been changing me. I said, well, that's the power of the gospel. It changes your life. Faith coming by hearing, and faith is an action. When I hear the Word of God, it changes my action. As my mind is renewed from this world and no longer conformed to that, and is transformed by that process of renewing it to the Word of God, I will prove the good, perfect, and acceptable will of God that I previously had not proven in my life. I will show the will of God in my life. Now, the diligent person is an individual that the Word of God will create. The diligent person is an individual that is the word they use, fastidious towards what they do. They are constant at it. They're consistent at it. You might have a person that'll start something, then they'll quit. That person wasn't diligent at it. Nor were they persistent.
Right.
Diligence carries a connotation of, if I'm trying to move this, and you have five guys start pushing on it, and we're all pushing, and three of them walk away, and the other two keep pushing, who were the diligent ones? The ones that kept pushing. We're all pushing, and three of them walk away, for you're trying to push into prosperity or push into the promises of God. The diligent person will remain constant in their effort. A person who's diligent will get through college. A person who's diligent will achieve the goal they're pressing towards as God has led them. A person who's diligent to save their marriage will save their marriage. A person who's diligent to get out of debt will get out of debt. But if you lack that characteristic of diligence, you're going to give up somewhere. You might give up after one day, 2 days, 3 days, but you're going to give up somewhere, because diligence is required, because perseverance and persistence are required to win or achieve anything. Diligence is a characteristic that the world doesn't generally have. Some people in the world have it, but most of the world is, that looks difficult, I already given up. Some of them ask you, that sounds difficult, is it difficult? Well, some people in the world have it, given up, because they know they don't have any diligence. But if you start a Christian walk, shouldn't you be diligent at it?
Yes.
If you decided you're going to make it to heaven, shouldn't you be diligent effort?
Yes.
If you decide you're going to go to church and grow in the Word of God, shouldn't you be diligent in your attendance?
Yes. Right.
A few less yeses, but I still got a good number of yeses. See, now, we may start finding ourselves if we keep going on that we're not quite as diligent as we should have been. You remember when you said you were going to get out of debt a few years ago? Were you diligent at it? Few less yeses. So we're getting closer to home. When nobody said yes, I know, okay, we're in the right place now. But diligence was something that we may have given up on. We were tired of being in debt. We're just sick and tired of that. So for 5 months, we were really diligent at paying the bills, working our budget, doing what we need to do. But somewhere we lost diligence and we put our hand back from the plow. And we stopped working the field. And right after you stop working the field, you give it a few months, you'll notice the harvest stops coming in. Right. The reward stopped coming when you stop sowing. Well, I sowed 2 years ago, yeah, but why don't I have anything in my field now? Because I wasn't diligent to be consistent in my effort of every sowing season sowing, so that every reaping season I will have something to reap. We must be diligent. It's a characteristic belongs to the Christian. Let's look at some of the things in the Word of God that talks about diligence. Let's go first to Proverbs 21:5.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Let's go to Proverbs 21:5. The thoughts of the whom tend only towards what? Now, does that mean a person who's diligent is a person who thinks pessimistically and thinks about lack and what they don't have and the glass being half empty? Now, you've heard this before, but this is the Word of God that says the thoughts of a person God says is diligent thinks towards what? Plenteous. Now, I didn't talk about greed and lust and desire. I talk about your thoughts. Do you think you don't have enough? Do you think you take two steps forward, get knocked back three? Do you think the man is never going to let you be blessed? Then you're not diligent. The diligent person is not worried about that. The diligent person is consistent in their effort towards how to prosper, and the sluggard makes an excuse to no longer try. So therefore, he's thinking about, no matter what I do, it's not working. I've been doing it for 2 weeks now. Good grief, I spent 30 years getting in debt. I've been serving God for 2 weeks, and I'm not out yet. So he quits, and God doesn't work. What did he lack? He lacked diligence. He lacked ability to stay to it. When you start college, and if it's going to be a four-year program you're going through to get a BS, a BA, or whatever, you're 4 years, and then after a year, you're like, you know, I'm tired, I'm quitting. Well, you lack diligence. It was going to take longer than that. Four-year degree, you might be accelerated to 3 years. If you're a genius, maybe two, and you take all those classes. But generally, it's going to be 3.5 to 4.5 or even 5 years sometimes to get a four-year degree. And it takes diligence to see it through to completion. But many people, when they find it's difficult, they give up. But you may find out that life is very difficult for those who give up. But it's not difficult for those who press in. Right. Serving God is very difficult for people who get just this side of salvation and then stop there, because they're really carnal in their thinking. They haven't taken the life of God of diligence, dedication, discipline, determination. They haven't changed themselves. They just stepped over to the side of, now I'm saved, but I'm really thinking, acting like a sinner. And carnal living doesn't prosper you in Christianity. To get the full benefits of Christianity, you have to get saved and press in until you're like Jesus. Then it works well. So like I was telling you about finances. America is a different country for the rich than it is for the poor. It's a very different country. Rich people pay less taxes than poor middle class people pay. Now, it's structured that since they make more money, they would pay more, but they don't, because they write the laws. And they write the laws and the loopholes that, oh, I'll just start myself a charity, put myself in charge of it, and that money that would have had taxes, I write it off, and I pay part of it back to myself as running the charity that got me out of paying the taxes. And it is not inconceivable, although people think it is not inconceivable in the United States to pay zero taxes. And many rich people do pay zero taxes. They understand the tax structure. It was voted in before by the poor to tax the rich disproportionately to help the poor. And the rich who run the law, make the laws, figured out a way for it not to apply to them. So now the poor and the middle class actually pay the bulk of the taxes, particularly the middle class. Now, that didn't work out the way it was planned, was it? Why? Because it's a different place. When you get across a certain line, let's say you make $1 million or whatever, and you get on the other side of that line, America's different because you're like, looks like everywhere I turn, money's coming. People talk about the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. That's a true statement because once you get across a certain line, you probably pay any taxes and you're making a lot of money. But when you're on this side and you don't have the, you're ignorant, you haven't been diligent to study, diligent to prepare yourself, diligent to rule, diligent to accumulate riches, then you're under all that tax burden paying up to 60% of your income and one tax or another. Paying all the taxes, carrying all the burden. But once you get on the other side, because you've been diligent to study, you've been diligent to understand the tax system, you've been diligent to save your money, you've been diligent to do the things the Bible says concerning how in your finances, you experience life differently because the diligent is going to be different for them. We'll see in just a moment how the diligent soul should be made fat. That person shall prosper. They'll be blessed. Let's look here again in the King James, Proverbs 21:5. The thoughts of the diligent tend only towards plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want. The thought of the diligent tends towards plenteousness. Their thoughts produce plenteousness, and their thoughts are focused on and concentrating on getting, not lacking. It immobilizes you to concentrate on lack. Complaining will always hold you back because the one person spends their brain power thinking of a solution and the other person spends their brain power on worry and complaining. But a diligent person knows they're going to do something about it. That's just given because it's their nature. They're diligent. So they're not going to sit back and say, that's it for me in life. Everybody stacked all the chips against me. I'll never make it. There's no need. A diligent person is never even thinking like that. Their thoughts are towards plenteous. Now, how are we going to change this? What do I need to do? Who do I need to study? Who's doing good? Let me study them and see what they do. The thoughts of a diligent person. You need to recognize whether you're diligent. If you're not in that area, you need to develop that characteristic. Because remember, when we studied keys to faithfulness or the D's towards success, one of them was diligent. Discipline, dedication, determination, diligence, and dependability. You had to be diligent because it's going to take more than one push to get a successful life. You're going to have to push and push and push. Paul said, he said like this, he said, I'll take more than one push to get a successful life. Mark, makes life so easy. I just, you know what? I was in failure, then I just walked to success and it's all cool now. It's great. He said, I press towards the mark for that prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Has anyone ever won a relay race who didn't finish the race? You had to at least be diligent enough to go around the track, didn't you? But there's people that think they're going to succeed by having a quitting. And that's exactly opposite to the diligent person. You don't start something. At least I don't start anything that I plan on quitting. If I start it, I'm going to see it through to completion because I want to be a diligent individual because I know that's going to cause me to win a whole lot more being diligent than being a quitter. I tell our kids, like so many parents have told their kids, quitters never win and winners never quit. That is to build or instill diligence in a person. Quitters never win, and winners never quit, and you decide what you will be. No one can decide for you whether you're a diligent or non-diligent individual. That's a decision you make.
Today's message has been part one of the series, The Diligent Person. This is all the time we have for today, but as always, I believe this program is making a positive change in your life. Here's an address you may use to join me in keeping the Positive Change broadcast available to you on this station. Send an offering of support to Positive Change, 3132 Fortune Way, Suite D27 in Wellington, Florida, 33414. Thank you for helping me make a positive change in the lives of the listeners in your area. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by RW Plumbing.